This is the beginning of this holy night on which our Savior has come. I will give you just a few words on, firstly, on the genealogy of Jesus Christ that you've been hearing, wondering why we've been hearing such a long plains of names. And then I will give you a word on Joseph, on the justice of God. First of all, the genealogy of Jesus Christ. What is this genealogy made for? It is made for, humanly, to tell us first that Christ has not came as everybody thought he would come. Everybody thought he would come from heaven, just like any God who was to be coming on earth. During antiquity, everybody was waiting that the sky would be open and then God would come. But our God decided not to come in this way. He decided to come in a human way, to come through the human way, through the human nature, to become a man. And this promise has been made from Abraham through all the prophets and all the history of Israel. That is the first reason why they are giving all the names in this genealogy. The names of the kings, the name of the prophets, the name of all those who have been faithful to God during ancient times. But there is something very strange. Perhaps you noticed there are only four women. And these four women are, I would say, troubling. To be honest, all the men that are cited are wonderful. They have been made humanly to be proud of the genealogy of Christ. But the woman, each one of them, has a slight disorder. The first one is Tamar. Tamar is guilty of incest. Rahab was not a Jew. Ruth, which is the best of the four, yet she was not Jew, she was Moabite. And the fourth, even it's terrible, it is not noticed her name, it is to say she is the wife of Urias, she means she is adultery. So my question is, why do these four women are to be taken in the genealogy of Christ? Because normally, if you tell the story of your family, you just tell the best, and you just forgot all the others. That's what they've done with the men. They have given the best of the best. But for the woman, surprisingly, they have taken the worst. They have taken those who have failed. And the reason is obvious to my eye. The reason is, these women are here to tell us that the coming of our Christ, it's not just a story that has been made nicely. It is a real story that has come through real humanity. It means through sinners. And the fifth one is Our Lady, who is mentioned. Of course, Our Lady has no guilt on her. She has no failure. But the other woman, they are here to say she is true also. Through this woman, the reality of the incarnation is a seal that is given to us. We are sure that it is not a gentle story that has been invented to us. It is a real story that has got through a real humanity, which is the story of the failure. And that is why our Savior is coming. These four women is the evidence, the proof, the very proof that the story is really coming to us. This was my first words. The second one would be on Joseph, which is on the justice of God. There are two things that are just. God is just, and the man is just in according to God's plans. The plans of Joseph was not this one. It was to marry, it was a nice human plan. It was to marry Mary and to have children. But the plans of God has been ordered differently, because the plan of God has destroyed our human plans, has destroyed the failure, has destroyed the guilt. It is another way of doing. God is not humanly playing. He is divinely playing. And he has a divine plan to let us know what is going to happen. Be careful. Be very listening today, tonight, to what God is telling you. Because the plan of God is always surprising. And Joseph, who is a just man, decided to resign, decided to go out of Mary. He knew she was not guilty. Otherwise, he would have condemned her. But he didn't understand. By chance, by praying, by being just, he got the very chance to understand through the night what was the plan of God. That is our hope, that we could understand the plan of God, that we could understand, that we will understand the plan of our life, the plan that God has on our very life. Joseph is our guide to go through this life and to discover God. Tonight you came, and in this night, I hope for you that you will discover what is God for you. Don't think you have discovered it forever, because God is infinite, because God has no limits. So day by day, we just hope the grace of God that will introduce us into his eternity, into his no limit knowledge. This is the beginning of a new year. This is a beginning of a renewal. Think what God is willing for you and discover what will be from now on your life. May this happen now to you.